made. We shall rejoice. We shall be glad in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, our Father. Beloved, as you join together with me from around the world this evening to acknowledge the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that is gracious and mighty, our God that is the Almighty God, Jeremiah 29:11. It is written, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. They are thoughts to give you an expected end. Therefore, tonight, as we come into his presence, can we lift up our voices everywhere and give God thanks for bringing us together? The God who is mindful of us, who is thoughtful of us, who has preordained and predetermined this moment to come into his presence as the Lord begins to teach us by his word on how to train our human spirit to walk in the truth of God's word. Give him thanks. Le custo le prenosta pentru nos. Le custo sia la balle prina la gaziata. Deca libru do boste le prenega custo sia. Soprete che libru do dosto sigi che custo za. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Nella cucuto posta no dosto libru do boste. Isoprina custosia, antege le brusa ati, nekeki la brusa atuata, le brunolo, ende custosa atolo pro negaziate, mekwazo, ondo kusazia, endegege le brusa atolo bosate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ezekiel chapter number 2, verse 2. The word of the Lord said, then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I had him who spoke to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel. Every divine release of God's word is to equip man for an assignment to reach the people that God has ordained for it to impact. God saw his obedience, his willingness to run with the vision. So as our spirit is straight today, is going to equip us with the divine light of his word to run the rest of life that is set ahead of us as God is to teach us by his word. Therefore, tonight, I just want to say to the Lord, Lord, let my word come today to mobilize me, to equip me, to cause me to run the race of life, fulfilling purpose, and achieving the intended plan of God for my life. Pushing back the kingdom of darkness and advancing the kingdom of God on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, let my word come, Lord, to release me as a change agent into my world. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let kuasa patro so sopianto, ele custo si, ille menglo si, ike custo za, menglo soto. Say to the Lord, let the Spirit of truth enter into you tonight. For it is not enough to have mental knowledge of God and mental knowledge of his word, but that the Spirit of truth impart the life of God's word into our lives this night. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, let your spirit of truth impart life into everyone under the sound of my voice, Pastor Dylan's voice tonight. Lord, to take hold of the word and run a race of purpose, a race of destiny, establishing the kingdom of God on the earth, and becoming a relevant change agent, instrument in God's hand to depopulate hell and to populate the kingdom of God on earth, until the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our God, and that of His Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Here I am in your presence, lifting only hands to you. Here I am, oh God. Here I am, praising Jesus for the things He's brought us through. Here I am, oh Lord. Here I am in your presence. Lifting only hands to you. Here I am, O God. Here I am. Praising Jesus for the best is from us. Beloved church, give Him thanks. Worship the Ancient of Days tonight. For how far He has led us, how far He has helped us, for what He has prepared for your day for you. Even tonight, as Pastor Tony begins to take over this word of God, as we yield ourselves unto the Lord in His presence, and as we allow Him to take charge, as His prophet comes tonight to speak into our hearts, that God's word will take root and have a place in our life, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom, you're welcome tonight. Over to you. God bless you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will give praise to the name of the Lord. I want to welcome you in a very special way to this school of purpose on here. And the purpose of this holy community contact is for us to grow in the life of God, and also to learn the habit of following God. So I believe that God will use this to sharpen your spirit. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron, so shall a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. So right there, I believe that one way or the other, the power of God is rubbing off on your spirit. And there is a wasting away of that which is empty, that which is not of God. And God is bringing a new life. God is bringing a new form of life out of you. And I trust God tonight for the release of His power and anointing. And upon every word, I believe that His special grace and anointing that will rest upon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this evening. We give you praise and we give you glory. He said, the essence of your word brings life, understanding to the simple. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God will baptize us with the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God will give us insight into the mystery of His kingdom. in the mighty name of Jesus, in such a way that we're able to be perfect and complete in all the will of God for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I would like you to turn your Bibles to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 18. There was a story in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 18, about a certain Jew named Apollos. He was born at Alexandria and was an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures. So he came to Ephesus. And the Bible says in verse 22, he said, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, spake and thought diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of God. I want you to know that the message of this apostolic medium is to get to establish in the present truth. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And, you know, with a little revelation and knowledge that he has, you know, he was so proficient and so effective and dynamic for God. And the Bible says further in verse 26 that, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. So I want you to understand something about this school of purpose. It's all about expounding unto you the way of the Lord in a more perfect way. You know, most of us that have a level of understanding of God before, but there's no limit to learning. There's no limit to growing in God. We have to keep growing grace. So I believe that the direction that God is taking us is to expound unto us in a more perfect way the way of God. What is under great attack and challenge today is the way of God. You know, we love doing things for God, but we love doing it in our own way. So the school of purpose is all about you doing it the way of God. It's not enough for you to know the will of God, to know the word of God. You must also be acquainted with the ways of God. It is when you know the ways of God, then the things of God can be done in the way of God. Doing the will of God in the way of God, that's what makes it to be acceptable unto God. So it's not the game of numbers. It's not the game of prominence or preeminence. It's all about accuracy, because it's not going to be acceptable unto God. It is being done in our own way, following our own natural imagination or what we thought to be right or wrong, but doing it the way that God has prescribed. Only a runner that runs according to the prescribed order will be crowned. That is why it is so important for us to understand what God is trying to get across to us through the school of purpose, so that you can learn to follow God in a more acceptable way. We have a lot of people that don't go to church today, but you see, they are still in the hole because they are not doing the things of God in the way of God. The Bible says all men sin and they are falling short of the glory of God. And we are all guilty of that. We are guilty in the sense that everyone wants to move close to God. Every man I've met in life, you know, they always have this kind of, this kind of heart. They want to move close to God. They want to do something for God. That's why you're going to see people on the street today, people who are messing up, who are doing all manner of things, people who do not even give their life to Christ. But in one way or the other, they get involved in charity. They get involved in philanthropic work. They just feel, you know, everybody, both the woman, still have this kind of feeling that he owes his life to God and he's got to do something for God. He's got to do something for God. And do you realize that it doesn't really matter how much money you spend on philanthropic work? It's not going to be acceptable unto God if you do not give your life to Christ. That is not going to be the criteria. Your philanthropic work is not going to be the criteria for acceptability into the kingdom of God. You see, if you want to come in a proper way, you understand, not just having zeal without knowledge. No, I remember what God said, you know, through Paul the apostle in Romans chapter 10, he said, he said he had a kind of passion for his fellow Jewish people because they have zeal, but their zeal is not according to knowledge. They go about establishing their own righteousness while they abandon the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ Jesus. They fail to yield their mind to the authority of the truth of God's word. You know, they keep doing it their own way. That's why you're going to see a lot of folks in the world today who feel that, well, I've done so much for God. I've given out for the poor. I've helped the needy. But you see, they are still walking in disobedience. And that's why you're going to see people who are trying to please God in disobedience, trying to make God happy, trying to be acceptable unto God, you know, charging their own cause and doing it their own way. That's why the Bible tells us that, you know, all our righteousness is like a filter right before him. If we not come through the righteousness that come by faith in Christ Jesus. And you're going to see today that it's not a lot of people that really subscribe to that. They don't believe that they're going to give their life to Christ. They want to give money to the church. They want to help the needy. They want to, but they don't want to go through the process of being born again. And the Bible says, if you do not get born again properly, according to the scripture, the Bible says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With his mouth, he makes confession unto salvation. You've got to believe in Jesus. You've got to believe in the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, because it is that finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary that produces salvation to the lost humanity. And you've got to come through that way. So I see a lot of people today who want to be acceptable to God. I'm trying to tell God, well, this is the way I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it your own way. See, God is the one that initiated the way through which we come back unto him. So it doesn't really matter the one that comes from someone's imagination. I remember, if you're an African man, you understand what I'm talking about. There are people who are going to come out and say, well, they want to worship Ogun, they want to worship one idol somewhere. Those things came from their imagination. They pass God like it's like one of those idols, and they just want to worship God. This is the way through which we want to worship God. You see, you can't worship God in your own way. The Bible says the Father seeketh such to worship him that will worship him in spirit and in truth. You've got to come in the right way. The way to worship is through Christ Jesus. What makes our worship to be acceptable unto God? See, it's not all about religion. It's all about the light of life. You see, when we begin to see through the light of life, then we understand that, well, we can't afford to do it our own way and still assume on God that we are still be acceptable unto him. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of precedents like that in the Bible. People still feel well, they can do it their own way, and God is going to take it from them. God said to King Saul, and he said, go and destroy the Amalekites. And along the line, he started listening to people. And he ignored the voice of God. He built a monument unto himself. And he said, well, this is enough to convince God. And God said, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's the reason why we're going to begin to adhere to the simplicity of the gospel. And if you are believing Christ in a simple way, without you having anything unto him, without you having circumcision of the flesh, without you having all of those stuff that the Jewish people believe, then you've got to begin to believe that you are saved, because you are saved according to the scripture. You are living your life by the truth of God's word, not by your denominational belief. Because there are denominations today who don't believe that you've got to give your life to Christ. But you see, when you do water baptism, then you are saved. That's not the scripture. That's not the word of God. There are people that believe that, well, if you can give, you know, you are a giver, you are a generous giver, then you are saved. No. And you're going to see people from other religions too who feel that, well, if they make sacrifices of lambs at a particular season of the year, they believe that their sins have been taken away. No, the blood of animals can no longer take away the sins of man. It can only cover it for a while, and God has moved from the whole to the knee. So it's the betrayal of the new if you still continue in the old when the new is already in place. That's why we've got to understand something about the school of purpose. It's all about guiding you and instructing you in the way of the Lord in a more perfect way so that you can be established in this present truth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Accept is to be acceptable unto God, not necessarily what is acceptable unto men. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, he said, for this is your reasonable and acceptable service. See, there are some of service that are acceptable to men. I'm not beginning to shout to encomiums and say, well, oh, this is good, this is fine, this is awesome. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus refers to some guys, you know, who went about establishing their own righteousness. And they thought, you know, Jesus had been left behind, even in the administration. And you know what they said to him? They said, well, we have done many wonderful works in your name. And you know, I see a lot of people today who are not saved according to the scripture, and they claim they are doing wonderful works for God. And the Bible says, when that day comes, when that day comes, God will say to them, I have not come to know you. You are workers of iniquity. Why? Because you are on your own. You are trying to please God in disobedience. And that is what that's where we have witchcraft in the church today. You're going to see a lot of spirits of witchcraft. Because people are trying to manipulate God. They are trying to impose themselves on God. They are trying to turn the hand of God to do, you know, what, you know, he has not promised in his word. Why? They are going their own way, not being obedient unto God, and they are trying to use what's in other hand to impress God or to manipulate God. That's why the Bible says obedience better than sacrifice. You're going to see stubbornness of heart. You're going to see dignified arrogance in the church today. You're going to see this exemplified even in the Old Testament. When those people were protesting and they said, well, we've fasted. We've done so. You don't see all these stuff we've done for you. But and God said, this is not a kind of fast. No, the fact we are doing things in our own way and we still expect God to, you know, to take it from us. It's not going to do that. But if you are guided and you are instructed in righteousness, you will learn to do things in the way of God. That's why, you know, wisdom has three levels. The three levels of wisdom is that you have to be acquainted with the word of God. You have to be acquainted with the will of God. And you've got to be acquainted with the ways of God. There's a way that this thing ought to be done. You're going to see that in the age of adversity as we have today, the devil always stands in that area of the will of God. He will not stop you from doing the will of God, but he wants you to do it your own way. That's why what you do today, most of the time, you do it when you like, as you feel. Not necessarily because that is the way God wants it to be done, and that is when God wanted it to be done. And that's the reason why we've got to learn to train our spirit, so that we'll be able to fight the spirit of Antichrist. We'll be able to fight all the spirit of the devils that want us to live a contracted life, because that is not God's expectation of us as God's obedient children. When we come into Christ, God has brought us into the house of obedience. Because the obedience of one man brought us to where we are today. So that's why the Bible calls us, you know, the children of obedience. And, you know, in the Bible, there are also some people that are being regarded as the children of disobedience. You know, and in fact, that the prince of this world have blinded their minds so that the light of the glory of God will come. And they are children of disobedience because they still want to impose themselves on God, try to do the things of God in their own way. So they always bring, you know, a wrong sacrifice. They begin to, you know, send, you know, burn a wrong incense. You understand? You know, present unto God a straight fire. And the Bible says it's an abomination unto God. So we've got to understand this truth. And what we begin to strive for is accuracy in our walk with God. Jesus was well acquainted with the ways of God. He knew that the way through which the lost humanity can be redeemed and be brought back unto God is through the sacrifice of his life. And the devil came, a provoker, and he said, well, you know, you're going to have all these things. Just bow down for me. I'll be cheap. That is not the way. That is the reason why one of the areas you will need to train your spirit is in that area. You must be a stickler to the ways of God. You must be radically committed to the ways of God, ensuring that the things of God are being done in the ways of God. That is why you are going to begin to experience God's backing, and you're going to begin to experience God's anointing upon your life. There are a lot of things we call ministry today, a lot of things we call service to God today, but we are doing it our own way without without making reference to the word of God and see the way God wants us to do it. You you remember the story of David? No, it's a story that's always fresh in our memory. That was the man that was supposed to put the ark, you understand, on the shoulders of the priest. And he felt, well, there's a better way of doing it. And that is why the church today and the doctrines of Christ have come under a strong intellectual attack. And see, you begin to see the spirit of intellectualism begin to move on. It's a secular spirit. So we must train our spirit to fight this spirit. Because the devil will tell you that you can have it cheap. You can have it in your own way. You see, technology has advanced. These have happened. And I said, this is the way it ought to be done. I've seen a lot of people today who feel that, well, they don't need to pray any longer because they just slot in a CD to their prayers for them. You understand? Well, the Bible says pray without ceasing. You understand? They're no longer praying without ceasing because that's a CD, that's a writing that someone has prayed for them. There's a lot of things like that in the Bible. You know, the story of David. This man, he pulled the ark and the cart, but when it got to the threshing floor, God said, no. Things of God must be done in the ways of God. God began to call him unto order. And I believe in this season, God is bringing the church to order. I don't care what you have been doing, you understand, you know, from the beginning up to this month, up to this moment. The Bible says the days of ignorance, God had overlooked. Because now God begins to demand from the church that the things of God must be done in the ways of God. And you're going to see when you begin to put your feet down like that, a lot of people will begin to accuse themselves out. They want to do it, but give them time. Let them use their brain. Let them use their own mind. Let them do it the way they like. And you know the kind of catastrophe that took place, you know, as a result of the disobedience of the leader. You know, until he learned to pull himself right. You understand? You know, he placed a whole nation under serious mental agony and assault of the enemy. And that's the way the devil wants to push us today. He wants to push us to a point whereby we start protesting to God and say, look, but I've done it. Like Saul, King Saul said, he said, I've done the will of God. I've done everything. I've done what? Because you don't even know the standard. You don't know the standard that God has set. I see a lot of people that do go to church today who don't understand the accurate standard of the law. But see, God has not called us to a kingdom that doesn't have its own values, that doesn't have its own standard. We are not the one that set the standard. Those standards are not something that came from our own imagination. They are God's standard. They are God's order. That's why we must strive to enter into his rest. Because until we try the power of God in the Spirit, we begin to enter into the acceptable, you know, place of the Lord in the Spirit. We are not going to find rest for our soul. Glory to God. You know, that's why you got to take this in the first. I believe this is the way God wants me to go today. So that I can, you know, show to you the reason why you've got to join this apostolic community, you know. I don't want to call it Bible study. Why? Because, you know, it's a time for spiritual exposition. Learning the ways of the Spirit. Learning the ways of God. It is very, very important. See, our spirit has to be trained to adjust to the way of the Spirit. Why? Because God admonished us to walk in the Spirit. And you were not fulfilled. So you are called to walk in the Spirit. You are called to live in the Spirit. You are being everything about his family is always in the Spirit. Your warfare is in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. So we've got to understand the way of the Spirit. Our spirit has to be trained to adjust to the way of the Spirit because we've been going the way of all men before. And all men have sinned and fallen short of the great glory of God. They've got gone astray. Everyone doing it his own way. Because Jesus like, look at those sheep without shepherd. And he looked at them, he had compassion on them. You know why he had compassion? Because they did not have a guide. They were just doing it the way. They were just doing it as it occurred to them. They were not following the word of God. That is why God has given unto us this document of truth. And it's called the document of glory. Because it is designed for your glorification. And you see, you're going to see Apostle Peter begin to admonish the church. He said, when you take heed to this word, when you follow this word, our spirit has to be trained to follow the truth of God's word, not just walking in permissiveness.
You know, the spirit of permissiveness is destroying the strength and the weakness of the church in the world today. And we've got to rise up in our spirit and fight against those spirits without showing any caution and without any sign of modesty. Why? Because Satan got to be treated like Satan. He's going to be treated like a lifeless object. That's why the scripture says, you tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. But what I see today is that there is no hope in the life of the people. Why? Because they want something that is cheap and easy. But listen to me. Let me say this to you tonight, that legitimate ways are not always an easy way. They are not always an easy way. So you've got to come through a legitimate way. Listen to me. Jesus came through a legitimate way. And that is why it is possible for God to just send Jesus, just release him from heaven, just drop, like he said, just drop. But he has to come in form of a man. Legitimate ways are not always easy. And when the devil was dealing with him in Matthew chapter 4, the devil didn't know the kind of person he's dealing with. This is someone who is married to the ways of God. This is someone who has made a vow. He said, I've come to do thy will, O God, as it is written of me. In other words, I've come to follow your precepts according to the way that you have prescribed. He says, the devil did so many things to twist him. The devil challenged his authority. The devil tried to manipulate him. He said, no. He said, if you are, if why is it that you can heal yourself? And he said to them, he said, you say a physician heal thyself. But the Son of Man has not come to be ministered to, but a minister to others, and to give his life as a ransom. I have come to give my life, you understand, to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. If it's challenge, nobody wants to die. Listen to me. When you are taking, you know, a cow for the slaughter slab, even an ordinary cow will begin to drag the sea. But he walked his way to the slaughter slab. He confounded the devil. This is the way the Father wanted it to be done. The devil has given him an offer. Most of us today, we do have an offer of relief from the devil. But don't ever forget that it's a more careful thing to fall into the hands of God. So that you will not run your race in vain. You need to consult the book. You need to consult the document of glory. You need to check it out. Because this is a divine document. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a bureau of truth. When you understand something about bureau of truth, that's where you can cross-check your papers and your documents. Because you have the volumes of books there. The documentations are there. When you check the documentation, listen, it doesn't really matter what men are saying. You know, I'm going to follow this divine document. Because this divine document saved me, and this divine document will decide on where I will spend my eternity. As I follow the compass of the Word of God, then I can arrive at my destination in God. But listen to me, you've got to begin to get serious with your life. And I don't want to just keep doing it and doing it away. I don't want to run my race in vain. I want to do it in such a way that I walk in mastery over the other adversary. Jesus walked in mastery over the adversary. He proved for the devil, I'm ready to go in that difficult way. It may look so difficult. It may look so hard. Most of us today, if it is hard and difficult, and it will involve you sweating some things out, you want to hold back because you will. God is the God of grace. You don't want you to sweat anything out. But the Bible says, gather unto me, my saints, that have a covenant with me, thy sacrifice. It takes a sacrifice for us to get where we are today. Listen to me, and it takes a sacrifice to move on in God. We must be ready to suffer the loss of some things so that we can win Christ. We must be ready to leave the world behind so that we can move on in the things of the Spirit. It will not just happen until you begin to do it the way of God. Most of us have false expectations, false hope today. There are certain things that are going to happen in our lives, you know, without we being obedient to the Word of God. I'm going to see our preacher everywhere. Keep telling people, you can get blessed. It doesn't matter the crooked life you are leading. You don't need to repent. It doesn't matter, I'm going to pray for you. Something's going to happen in your life. Listen to me. This blessing of Deuteronomy 28 will not come upon your life until you obey this scripture. The Bible says, you know, God is going to bless you. He has promised you a blessing. He said, wealth and riches shall not depart from your house, and your righteousness shall abide forever. And the Bible says, for no good thing will I withhold from those that walk uprightly. Listen to me. You've got to walk uprightly before you can have such expectation from God. I see people living a crooked life, and they are still challenging God. Listen to me. Every man will always see the truth of his ways. If that's the way you choose to walk, then it's going to happen to you that way. It's clearly stated in the Bible. What I'm saying tonight is this. You've got to learn to train your spirit to walk in a more difficult way. We are doing ministry today. It looks so hard and difficult. You understand? And we are feeling the pain in our flesh. God did not say we are going to enjoy it now, but we can endure it because we love God. Because the love of God is in our heart. You see, when you are called to follow the truth, you've got to realize something. You're not called to follow something. You are called to follow someone. My commitment is to someone that I love, who has shown love to me. Because I'm not the first one that loves him, but he has first loved me. He gave me the love that I have towards him. I do not love him before. I followed the rest of the world. You understand? So hostile in my mind towards God. I will never subject myself to the authority of the word of God. That is the nature that I carry. But God means that I needed love to follow truth. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my words. If you love me, and God said, well, I want to obey my words. That's a new covenant that God is making with the church today. He said, on that day, a new covenant, I will make with them. Not like the one I made with their fathers. I will take my words. I will put it in their heart. And that's the word you are listening to. I will put the word of love in your heart. When you begin to love God and you have a strong affection for him, then you will be committed to doing the will of God in the ways of God. What is under attack in the world today is not doing the will of God. The devil will not stop you from starting the church. The devil will not stop you from going to church, but he will want you to go to church when you like. He will want you to give, but not cheerfully. He will want you to forgive, but not forget. He's not going to stop you to do all of those religious things, because he said, those things are not going to be acceptable unto God. Before Jesus will come around and he said, Father, I thank you. He said, I have glorified you on the earth. He knew that those sacrifices have been acceptable unto God. Why? Because it is this package, the way God wanted it to be packaged. We must learn to follow God's prescribed order for our life. We must learn to abide in the vine. That is the source of our strength and our power. That is the way that we tap the anointing. When we follow the truth of God for our life, I don't know the truth that God has given us to you as a person. I don't know the way God will want you to walk. And you'll have it by revelation. And you'll face a lot of persecution. And because it's not a popular way. Because it doesn't align with the trend of your generation. You are doing things differently, not in a popular way. Please, let me say this clear, loud and clear to you. You've got to have these loud and clear. The way of the Lord can never be socially acceptable. It's not popular in the world. It will never be popular in the world. Because Jesus was committed to the ways of God, he said, they hated me. He said, but truth they will not hate. There are Christians today that the world will not hate back because they do not love the truth. When you love the truth, people that hate the truth, they are going to persecute you. They're not going to give money to you. They're not going to put money into your ministry. They're not going to invest into your life. They want to see you languish in pain. They want your life to come under trial so that you can come back in them. But if you take your stand for the truth, that you are paving the way of eternity for yourself. Because it takes radical commitment to the truth of God's word, doing the will of God in the ways of God. That's what it takes for us to inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says, whatsoever thing the devil might have offered you, all of those things will pass away with this world. But only one thing with that, the man that doeth the will of God in the way of God, we abide forever. I pray that the same abiding anointing will rest upon your home and family where you are. I see families coming together, making a commitment to God, and say, me and my household, we will walk in the ways of God. It doesn't mean that the ways other people, the way other people are doing it. They are following their brain. They are following their mental knowledge. You see, there's a prayer in the world today. There's something called Babylon. Babylon is called, in Babylonish spirit, it's more religious confusion. This is the time that you've got to have a strong pillar of truth. You understand, built into your life. So that you have a strong conviction. Not just fall into the creek and the rackets of men who are ever learning, but never come to a place of conviction. You are always looking for alternative way, short call. Is there any other way it can be done? That I will still continue in my sin, and yet God will make grace of God to advance. The pastor, pray. I don't want to live that kind of dirty business. That's where I make my money. But pray that my husband will still be acceptable unto God. And I love what Paul the apostle said to that stupid sin of the sorcerer. He said, let your money perish with you. Let your money perish. He said, you have no portion in this. Only those who have a heart for God, they are the ones that can walk in the will of God or do the will of God in the way of God. I pray that Prevailers Church Network International will be a center where men are radically committed to doing the will of God in the ways of God.
Amen.
We don't have our own heaven. We are not putting false hope into people. I said, well, you can disobey God and still have it. No! We are showing you the way of the Lord so that you can make your choice to walk in the path of purpose so that your sacrifices and service can be acceptable unto God.
Amen.
If the three evil boys have been doing the things of God in their own way, one day they don't expect it, that one day they'll be thrown into the fire. When they are counting on their service to God, what do you think will have happened to them? Remember the story of Daniel. If you have been, he said, God will my staff continually. You see, you are not, it's not just, you know, regular attendance in church I'm talking about. In other words, my spirit is open to walk in the ways of the Lord, not the popular path of the world that leads to destruction, not in the way that seems good unto me, but leads unto destruction. But I'm ready to walk through the narrow road. I'm ready to walk through that straight gate. That is what God is saying to us, because that's the path that leads to life. I pray that Prevailers Church Network International will be on high for the blind in the UK, in the US, and other parts of the world, so that those who do not know the way of the Lord can discover the true way of the Lord. Purpose is all about doing the ways of God, doing the will of God in the way that God wanted it to be done. That's what God is calling the church to. It's not calling the church to religion. It's not calling on us to self-gratifying religious service. Because we are the one, we are the greatest beneficiary, not God. Most times God does not benefit anything from our service. But, why? Because there's a kind of service that is acceptable to him. We are the one we feel on top of the world. You know, they are this sensational stuff. No, it's not all about that. But we are creating an atmosphere of life. It says, he who are they that find it.
Mm.
Helping us to be a step ahead of others. Not so that we can grow wings and become so arrogant, but so that we can, the strong can begin to help the weak. We can begin to guide them in the path of the Lord. Just like, you know, Aquila and Priscilla did. When we see people who are so serious, but they are not getting it right, we begin to call them and we begin to expound the way of the Lord unto them in a more perfect way. We begin to shine unto them the way of the Spirit. That's why I believe what you are listening to tonight, not just stop in your family, you begin to pass it on to other faithful men who will in turn pass it on to other faithful brethren, that God is not looking for religion, he's looking for relationship. And when you come to relationship, God has the final say. And when you are obedient unto God, the blessing of obedience will rest upon you. You can't tell the devil to take off his hands from your family. The devil only have rights over the life of the children of disobedience. But as God's obedient children, when obedience is complete, you draw every heart of lawlessness. I stand in the gap for you tonight. And every heart of lawlessness, every manipulation of the devil around your home, around your family, around your business, because you are doing it the right way and the way of the Lord. I lift up a standard against such force of opposition, against those pastoral strong coming against your business, coming against your pastor, to tarnish your image, to dent your reputation, to all your image. That is God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Things are going to get better and better. For the path of the dog is like a shining better and better unto the perfect day. I'm not going anywhere. You know, so I'm going to walk through this way to the end. Because there's only one way that leads to where I'm going. And that is the way of the Lord. I trust the way of the Lord. That is the way that the politicians have rejected. That is the way that the business moguls in the world have rejected. That is the way that the socialites have rejected. But I've come to choose the way of the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to know the mark of the beloved is resting upon your life. God will consider you as his own in the world. The God's mark of ownership will rest upon your life. And God is not enough, my anointed.
Yes.
Because people committed to doing it right in the world rather than doing it to be acceptable unto the society, to meet up with the societal standard. I don't want to live a fake life any longer. I want to be real. I want to be honest with myself. I want to be sincere. I want to face the reality. I want to follow the truth of God's word for my life. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care your perception about me, but I want to be sure that I'm standing in the center of God's will for my life. I want to know it's just a matter of time. All life will fall unto you in blessed and plenty. Because walk in this path, they are walking in the path of the Lord. They are shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day. The Lord, I release you unto the words of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among the saints that are walking in the light. God bless you. Next week, Wednesday, on the School of Purpose Life, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, Lord of majesty, divine authority, hallowed be, hallowed be your name. Beloved, it's a moment to respond to the word of the Lord. Every word of God demands a response from man. Beloved, it is impossible, as the servant of the Lord has shown us tonight, to walk the walk and talk the talk without getting acquainted with the word of God, with his will and with his way. The word of the Lord said, God, in Exodus 33:13, Moses cried out unto the Lord, having been commanded by God in the pathway of destiny to bring a people up from their land of slavery into the land of the promise, and it says, now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Let me know your ways. Let me know your ways. And when he prayed for the grace of God, God said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. So restlessness is a product of ignorance of the ways of the Lord. Agitation of soul, unsettlement, confusion is a product of a lack of understanding of God, of his will, and of his ways. And this God has spoken out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be established. This is the moment of truth that you, like a mother, say to the Lord, show me your ways, O God, that I may follow your truth. Beloved, the psalmist says in Psalm 86:11, he said, teach me your way. So this is the moment of truth. This is the moment of being equipped. This is the moment of reproof. This is the moment that the word will rebuke us. This is the moment that the word will correct us. This is the moment that the word will align us God of God, who loves me, who gave himself unto me. You can release yourself of the ways of man, of our own ways. Paul says, follow me as I also follow Christ. Follow me, be an imitator of me. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. He said, my meat is to do the will of my Father who has sent me. It's beautiful. Two worshippers that will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So you are saying, I think my spirit, you my spirit, in obedience, in subjection to the leader, to the instruction, to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Ne quasi elemangrosate. Know ye therefore that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16. And the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth within you. The Spirit of the Lord dwelleth within you. The revealer of the ways, the teacher of the word, the one that is equipped to do the will of God. For he said, it is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So as prevailed around the earth this night, you are still, Lord, work it out in me, work it out. Let me follow your will. Let me do your word. Let my spirit be trained even to adequately respond correctively in the ways of the Lord, to respond to the word of God, to respond to the teaching of God's word, to respond to the directives of God, to respond to the instruction of God. I don't want to be a bastard child. in like a receive ye the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto you. Le quasi ila mangli da quasa sia. Esso suprila po quasa. Etru no custo sic che libro no osia. Beloved, peace of God is available to all, but not all us. But it is only the son who are keeping the word of the Lord. Those who are receptive to divine knowledge. Those who are receptive to divine leading. Those who are receptive to divine instruction. The sharpest sword of the Lord. And therefore length of days and years of life that is forgiven. Tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing peace of God throughout our old age is embodied in those who seek to seek the Lord. Let quaso so on delicate quaso here, andro novo cosciate, il lobo si ica quaso lobo state, entro no gosto ponderia, father, our sons and daughters of the Most High God, those that you have called by your name and pursued by your mercy have set apart your purpose and for your plan. Therefore, we totally, completely yield unto your divine tutelage, unto your divine instruction. We hand over our lives unto you. We bring our spirit man in subjection to the Spirit of the living God. We subject ourselves to the truth of God's word. We lay hold of the divine word written, even for us. Lord, for in the volume of your book, it is written of us. Therefore, God, every son, every daughter of Zion, Lord, every daughter and sons of God, under the sound of my voice, who have heard the word, in this school of purpose tonight, that the spirit of grace that dwelleth on the inside of us, the spirit of life, the spirit of the word of God, begins to uncover the truth of God's word that we have taken a hold of tonight, expound it in our hearts, propel us as instructing us to do your will, O God, as Christ Jesus said, I have come to do your will of God. My feet is to do the will of my Father who has sent me and to complete it. Therefore, we commit to an unending journey of life. Lord, a journey with you in intimacy and in fellowship to do your will, O God, that as you bring us unto yourself and you teach us your ways, Lord, as you make known the deep secrets of your word unto us, Lord, as you unravel your will to us, Lord, that you will enable and empower us to follow your word. Today, where I am, that is where my disciples shall be also. That there, Lord, wherever you are, in everything, Lord, concerning life, Lord, according to your word, every prevailer will be, because those who know your ways have your presence, and therefore manifest your power and produce the proofs of God's word becomes a reality in our lives. Therefore, we embrace the divine grace, the divine power to follow through from today and throughout the days of our lives, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Lord, we dedicate the families, every arm that is under the sound of my voice unto you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree and declare that our habitation is sanctified and made holy unto the Lord. That as for us and our household, that will serve the Lord. Not any of sexual in any house this evening. I decree and declare that as the word of God has gone forth, it will convict men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that the love of Jesus will draw you unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And for those who have taken their turn to watch the Lord tonight, I command everything to turn around in your life. But the Lord is that Spirit. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Therefore, I enforce your depression from sickness, from pain, from problem, from sin, from shame, from embarrassment, from every terminal disease. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I enforce your freedom from under the enslavement of any satanic force, of satanic even oppression tonight. For he that the Lord has set free shall be free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Therefore, the truth that you have acquainted yourself with tonight, enforce and establish your freedom now and forevermore. For if any man is in Christ, it's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So go forth and manifest the aroma of Christ wherever you go. For freely you have been given, therefore freely give. Freely you have received, therefore freely give. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, unto you, the Ancient of Nations, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God, who is at work in us, but speaking of men to do of his good pleasure. Unto you, Almighty God, the performed the word of your servants, and execute the counsel of your messenger. Unto you we return the glory and the honor tonight, for you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, same time, on the same platform that you have used tonight, whether through CPN online radio, through the conference call, or you downloaded our app, we will be meeting again every Wednesday next week. And this series is going on until the 13th of until the 17th of June, and on the 24th of June, there will be a live interactive service where you can call 07931540529. Or if you're calling from Nigeria, you can call 08034100565. Or you can call 08034834877. 08034648377. We will be readily available to take your questions and your prayer requests on the 24th of June. But you have all until the 17th of June to suck in the word of the Lord and allow your spirit man to be trained in the pathway of the truth of God's word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a joy to serve you, especially all of you rebellious worldwide, even of this platform of oppression given to us by God. In the name of Jesus, so on behalf of Pastor Jerome and myself, Pastor Helen Ajibati, we bless you today. Go and be fruitful and let the word of God produce eternal fruit in you that abide in you. God bless you. Bye for now. Hallelujah.